And that's what we're doing every Saturday morning, taking care of business right here on BizTalk. We're so glad that you could join us once again on this Saturday morning so we can talk biz right here on the radio. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Morning, Mr. Jim.
Yeah, good morning, sir. And you're looking chipper this morning, all set to leap on the radio, as I told Bob.
I am, and you're looking pretty dapper, too. And I would like to say yeah. It's good news and bad news. Yeah. But this is your last official show on BizTalk.
That's right. That's right.
And I've had a great time. It's been a great run. We've been doing this together for 7 years.
Yeah, close to it. Yeah.
You started the program in Appleton.
Time flies when you're having such a good time.
Yeah. But you started the program about 10 years ago in Appleton. You brought this to Appleton from Florida.
So
a lot of kudos to you, Jim, for bringing BizTalk to Appleton area.
Thank you. And the fact that it's still here means that it was well received. Yeah. People are still listening. And I think we started on a Sunday morning. Bob Somm will tell you this. We followed a church service. And, they said, well, you can't preach, but you can talk biz. So why don't you do that?
So that's what you did.
So anyway, that's what we're doing. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that.
And you're going to be doing your own program beginning next week.
Right, called the Biz Connection. And the show will launch over in the Sheboygan, Manitowoc, Grafton, down toward that part of the neck of the woods.
Now, but you will maybe occasionally find time to come back and
yes,
visit with us,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Good.
This is a labor of love. I mean, we love doing this.
I know.
I don't get the high salary you get.
Oh, you're right.
But still.
I got twice the raise you got this year, Jim.
You got one more zero than I got, huh?
Yeah, twice zero is zero.
Oh, no. That's.
But it's been a lot of fun working with you. We've had a lot of good times on the air, and we've been watching cartoons. We've had authors call in from crazy places and take over the show.
Yeah, we've had some pretty interesting guests over the years.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's so exciting about the show, and our guest, Pat Lowney, this morning, might bear on this because he deals with entrepreneurs like you and I do. The most interesting people in the world are people that start a business and go through the rigors of up and down and staying with it and the perseverance. People that can do it are just really special people.
A lot of creativity, a lot of passion, a lot of excitement. And I can't wait until the end of the program today to hear Pat Lowney's pearl of wisdom.
If you
folks want to listen to something really cool, stay tuned for the end of the show when Pat Lowney leaves his pearl of wisdom for
waiting
you.
For with a bated breath. And just as folks that have been listening know that we've been doing this show on behalf of benefiting the SCORE chapter in the Fox Cities.
And so let's talk a little bit about the SCORE chapter. Yeah. The SCORE chapter is headquartered in a chamber building downtown Appleton. Mm-hmm. We serve an 8-county area from Appleton down through Oshkosh down into the Fond du Lac area. We have about 40-plus mentors or counselors with various areas of expertise to help people start or grow or improve their businesses.
Right.
Legal, IT, accounting, banking, management, manufacturing, HR. Right. We've got the areas that if you need help with your business in any area, don't hesitate to give SCORE some consideration. You can reach SCORE and learn more about our SCORE chapter at scorefoxcities.com. Just go to scorefoxcities.com. If you would like to request a counseling session, it's all free. There's no cost to you. Simply fill out the application online, hit the send button, and usually within about a week or less, the mentor, the counselor will get a hold of you and follow up and schedule an appointment.
Yeah, one thing you might want to add to that is this new program that the local SCORE chapter has rolled out about helping business people that start up, you know, the very early stage.
That's called the Simple Steps Program, Jim. And our chapter just finished their fifth week this past Wednesday. It's a 5-week program.
Right.
Randy Melzer, one of our SCORE mentors, has done a really nice job organizing and orchestrating this. And our first go-around at this program, we had, I think it was 11 business owners go through the five-week program. And I talked to Randy yesterday. He said the students were very pleased with what happened, with what they learned and the material that they gained from this. We're going to try to do another one in the first quarter of 2012. So we'll be keeping the folks posted on the BizTalk program and through our networking in the community as to when the next program starts. Basically, it's 5 weeks, and it's $100. And you walk out of there with a lot of good information. You've made some friends the way. Got a good network. If you are in business, you can start talking to each other about things. So we want to create the environment like a user's network of entrepreneurs who understand what they're getting into and learn how to deal with some of the challenges that they'll be facing.
Yeah, it's a real basics. And you and I over the years have counseled or SCORE mentored a lot of people that are in the startup phase. And sometimes it's easier to do this than sit individually and walk people through all the steps. So,
I think you need a little of both.
Yeah.
I also like to say thank you to our sponsors, Jim. We couldn't do the program without our sponsors.
Right.
And those sponsors include Associated Bank, who's been with us for a number of years now, Alberts and Hailing CPA firm, Sawaski Law. Annertel Sawaski does a nice job of business law, and she also offers intellectual property law services like patents and copyrights and trademarks and things.
Covers the gamut with business law.
And also Lakeview Credit Union. This morning, Pat Lowney is the CEO of Lakeview Credit Union. And for the Irish out there, I'm sure we'll enjoy the show because Pat's a full-blooded Irishman. I can vouch for that. And he's a lot of fun. So it should be a good
show. Is that why you brought that bottle of Irish whiskey in here this morning? Give us a little
shit. Right there on the label, Bushmills. No, it's going to be a good show. Pat's a great guest. But I wanted to just thank the sponsors and also thank Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical. If anyone is in business and wants to stay current with what's going on in Northeast Central Wisconsin, subscribe to Business News, $20 for the year. It's a lot of good information.
Excellent. And I live over in that Plymouth area now, and it they just came into that market, to the Sheboygan area, with that news. So, okay, we are coming up on a break, and stay with us because we're going to talk business this morning right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY. Okay, we are back talking business right here in BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And before we get to our show this morning, we got a great guest, and we want to talk biz. Tony has got a special announcement here.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim. Yeah. Just a reminder to the listening audience that next weekend on November 5th is the 9th annual Fox Cities Money Conference. It's going to be held at Fox Valley Technical College from 8:30 till 3:30. Breakfast and lunch are included. Cost is pre-registered adults $5. If you register at the door, it's $7. Right. Youth under 18 are $2.50 or $3. But the thing about this is it's geared to adult classes, building and keeping good credit score, how to have more month than money for a change, budgeting basics, feed your family healthy food without going broke, 50 ways to save in 50 minutes, save dollars. Financial planning is not just for the rich. And much more. Plus, they have youth classes from 6 to 18. Interview tips, how to interview for a job. Get your foot in the door. Comparison shopping, how do you shop and compare what you want to buy? Buy smartly. College costs, big thing for kids today. And you want it all? Learn the smart way to get it. Now, one of the keynote speakers here is Mal Nguyen, who's a SCORE chapter member. He was our guest last week.
Yeah.
And he wrote that book, Winning Ways for Life.
Which is a free giveaway if people will call our show on this.
And the people who attend the conference get a free book. Nguyen mentioned that last week.
That's another way to get a freebie.
Compliments of Goodwill Industries.
Right.
Again, I just want to remind everybody, if you have some time next Saturday, November 5th, from 8:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon, go out to the Money Conference, the 9th Annual Money Conference at the Fox Valley Technical College.
It's going
to
be
time very well spent.
Good deal. Okay, and yeah, and financial planning, as you were mentioning, does work easier when there is some dollars in the,
right.
in the. But most of the time, there's dollars there that people are letting get out the door, and we're just going to talk about how to keep them inside
right.
longer. Okay, our guest this morning, as you mentioned, Tony, one of our sponsors is Lakeview Credit Union, and we're so glad to have them aboard here on the BizTalk radio show. With us this morning is the president of Lakeview, Mr. Pat Lowney. Patrick, good morning.
Hi, Jim. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on board here this morning. Talking,
good to be here.
Talking a little biz. And you and Tony go back a ways from what I'm told.
Yeah, we've known each other for a number of years now, and Pat is...
Old drinking buddies.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that this morning.
Oh.
But Pat is... Pat, how long have you been the CEO at Lakeview Credit Union? How long have you been here?
18 years. I've been with the credit union for 28 years, mm-hmm. and I've been the CEO for 18 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you like that job?
Yeah, I do a lot.
What's the biggest challenge you have being CEO of a credit union?
Right now, I think it's just the times that we're in. Everything has changed so much in the last 5 years. It's gotten a lot more difficult, but... It's that way for everybody, so I'm not complaining or anything. You know, just that we've all had to learn how to accept a new reality and things. And
mm-hmm. It applies to everybody. No one's exempt from it.
No one's exempt from it.
Now, your credit union, Pat, Lakeview Credit Union, you have several offices in the Valley. Tell us a little bit about your mission, what you're out to accomplish.
Okay. Well, we've got three offices, two in Nina, one on Lake Street, one on Bell Street, and then one on Oneida Street in Appleton. And our mission really is to try and help people. So we provide financial services. We're lucky in the setup of a credit union. We're not profit-driven. And in the fact that I have to go out and get another dollar for everything that I do, we have to cover our reserves and cover our expenses. But after that, there's no reason to go for any more. So we believe that we can deliver a much better deal for people in general, and that's what we're trying to do, and also try and help people. A big part of our foundation is education. We try and educate our members in how to better handle their money and make better financial decisions, and not just in the short term either, but in the longer term, so that you know sometimes people come in, they've got problems, and we try and help them out through the short-term problem and then educate and help them to make a better long-term solution so that they end up in a better place.
Pat, one of the, and maybe a little bit unusual credit unions, I think, over the years, maybe not as active in the business community as they are probably today, but you're pretty actively involved in small business people making loans for them and helping them. And
yeah, we really are. We weren't in business lending until 2002, and okay. What happened was we had a young couple who had been members with us for a long, most of their lives,
yeah.
And they had moved away and came back. They came back for a vacation, actually, to visit their family and ran into a shop they wanted to buy. And they came to us and said, hey, could you make this loan for us? And we said, well, we've never done a business loan before, but if you work with us, we'll work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a way to do that. And that basically, it was amazing because as soon as we made that loan, all of a sudden another current member of ours showed up and said, hey, I've got a business, and you're doing all my personal
sure.
stuff.
Yeah.
Will you help us out? And we said, yeah, we've done this before. We just did one of these. Again, if you'll work with us, we'll work into this. And that just kind of snowballed into mm-hmm. one thing after another. And now we're, I believe, very active in the business community.
So it was all member-driven, actually.
It's all member-driven.
To drive you into that.
Yeah.
And that's great.
And yeah. It was really great. And it was the really good thing was these people that we're working with, especially early on, and even now, were willing to work with us as we learned, too, and got into the business
sure.
and everything. So.
Yeah.
Now it's very big part of what we do.
And you do, you're also active in, using SBA guaranteed loans.
Yes, we do SBA.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And I think, as people, look around, the active, involvement, by credit unions like yours that are helping people get their startup capital, get their expansion capital is just great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of need out there in the community. There's a lot of small businesses that, in a little bit way get ignored. They're small. It might be a $50,000 or $70,000
right.
loan. That sometimes, you know, it's hard for people to understand how that kind of a loan can be small, but in a big scope of business, it is a small loan. And they're very good people, and
especially when you walk into a lending institution, they say ours started $500,000.
Right, right. And for that small business owner, a lot of times it's hard to understand why, you know, they're going out there and saying, I'm going to put ask for $50,000 or $100,000, and that's a lot of money to me. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes the financial institution says, well, it is for you, but it's not for us.
Right.
So that's the kind of loan that we're focusing on, is these people that have a good idea, are, you know, really good at what they do, but they're smaller, two, three, five people working in a shop kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Jim, I think we should give the phone numbers out in case anyone would like to with a question.
Yep.
You want to give those out?
Yeah, right. And if you do call us, we have a free book, one of my own Wynn's free book, Winning Ways for Life.
Right.
Call us in Appleton if it's local, 281-1150. 281-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. And anywhere else outside the area, you can get us at 866-887-1150. And we'll get you right on the air here.
Yep. Pat, you mentioned that your credit union is big on education, educating the public just to be more financially astute and make better decisions. I think that's borne out by the fact that you're one of the sponsors for the upcoming Money Conference next weekend at Foxborough Tech.
Yes, we are.
And you do more than that. You do other educational things. You work with the schools.
Yes, we do.
You do other types of community efforts to educate.
We do, and we offer conferences during the year for people in different ways to, you know, look at a loan, how to approach a loan. And even now, in the last couple of years now, the emphasis has even been on how to pay down loans and how to save more money.
Right.
And, you know, end up in a better financial place for yourselves. So we feel that if you win as an individual, we win as an organization.
Exactly. Yeah. Pat, in terms of money available for business owners today, you hear a lot of things in the news. You read the Wall Street Journal. You listen to the news on TV. The lending institutions are really tight with money. They're not lending out money. What is your take on that?
My take on that is, we are awash in deposits. We have,
What does that mean?
That means that we've got a lot more deposits than we've got demand for loans. But the demand for loan thing isn't even, that there isn't a demand for loans. It's the fact that, the financial industry has gotten a lot tighter because of the situation the economy's in. And in some cases we're, getting a lot of pressure from the regulatory side to be a lot tighter with loans than we are. But that isn't the case, there is a lot of money available, and we do have a lot, a big willingness to be able to make those loans. But sometimes we've got to be just a little bit more careful than we were, say, 5 years ago, and when the money that we're borrowing out and who we're giving it to. And so I don't want to make a case that there isn't money available, but sometimes now we've got to make sure that people are a little bit more aware of the situation they're in, and what they can afford and what they can't afford, and those kinds of things. So there's a lot of money available.
And I agree with what you said, because up until about 5 or 7 years ago, banks were just a little bit more conservative on lending money out. Lenders around the country just kind of went really liberal in making loans out. Jim, you were in the mortgage lending business. And I think someone said to me, or I was at a banking conference last year, and they asked, what's the bank of tomorrow going to look like? And they said, it'll look like the bank of yesterday. They're going back to the basics.
Sure.
Have some skin in the game, 20% equity, that sort of thing.
Yep. And that's exactly, the bank of yesterday is exactly right. You know, that we're a little more conservative, but that's not a bad thing because particularly earlier in this decade, I think we got a little bit crazy. And I say we, not us, Lakeview, so much, or even anybody locally, but the economy just got a little bit too loose and who they were willing to borrow money to. It's like if you walked in the door and you're breathing, you got money.
Fast and loose. Have you got a pulse? Yes, you qualify.
Yes, you qualify.
Hey, well, listen, we're coming up on a break. I don't want to go too far because hold the thought. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150. We're coming right back after a message.
Music.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on BizTalk, and so glad you could join us. Once again, I'm going to throw out these phone numbers so you can give us a call, and I can get you a copy of a book. And lady that just called in, Colleen, please be patient because I did get a book out to you, so you'll probably be getting it Monday.
I'll be following up with Colleen on Monday or Tuesday anyway. Yeah,
we will be sure you get one. Anyway, if you want to give us a call here in the air, and we still have books to give away, it's 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, 271-1150. And anywhere else, 866-887-1150. And we'll get you right on the air. Our guest this morning, we're talking with Pat Lowney, is the president, CEO of Lakeview Credit Union.
Right.
So,
Pat, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the liquidity of a credit union. You've got a lot of money to lend out. Your deposits are high balances in your credit union and the banking industry today in general. So with the regulatory pressures and the conservative approach to doing business lending today, what is a business owner to do to get a loan? If you've got all this money and the regulators are saying, oh, be careful, Mr. Lender, what is a business owner to do to get the money?
Well, I think the most important thing is to have a solid business plan. And a lot of times the people that are just golden to us are the ones that walk in and they really understand their cash flow. They understand the financial situation of their business. And that's sometimes not as common as it should be. And it's not a knock on anybody, any business person, but a lot of times people who are doing what they do, they're really good at it. For example, exactly. They're a plumber or something like that. Mm-hmm. They really are good at what they do. They just don't like the business side of it, the financial side mm-hmm. of it so much. So, they come in, they have an idea, and the idea could be a good one. But they don't have a real solid business plan. They haven't thought out a thing. What is this going to look like a year from now or 18 months from now? What's my best case? What's my worst case? And so that gets a little more difficult. But if they come in and they say, okay, here's what I want to do. I need, you know, $100,000 and I can buy another couple of trucks and put a couple guys on the road and do what I'm doing and help me out. But you say to them, okay, what happens if the economy, this doesn't work out, you know, and you don't get the business that you think you're going to get? Where are you going to, what's your backup plan? What are you going to do? So the people who come in and have that are really golden. I mean, when we see those kinds of things, it's almost exciting because you can look at it and say they understand the financial side of the business and they have a backup plan. So if it doesn't work out, what are they going to do about it?
That's good because there is a connection between what you just said, which comes from the borrower, and when the regulators come in and look at how you're doing loans, they're going to look at, why did you make this loan? Mm-hmm. What is the evidence that this is a good loan? And it comes from the business plan.
It does. And, you know, we never want to turn down any good idea, but sometimes we have to because we're also going to be I have a regulator look at us and say, okay, if you made that loan, if something goes wrong, how's it going to affect you and what are you going to do about it? And if we make too many of those kinds of loans that, don't have a good backup plan and things, that can start to cascade on us too. So, the regulator isn't a bad thing. It's, really a checkpoint for us.
Checking a balance kind of.
Checking a balance, yeah, that, forces us to be a little bit better in what we do.
Right.
Okay, speaking of guys that need money, we got a caller on the line, and he also needs
author.
A book, too.
He's an author.
Mr. Maung Nguyen, come in here, sir. Are you on the air?
Yes. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Nguyen.
Yeah. I have this question for Pat. Mm-hmm. What are the basic requirements for getting a loan for either a startup business or expansion of the business? So you mentioned that you are giving loans to the members. If a person is non-member, is there a different category? Or you also mentioned about the business plan. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, good question.
Well, that's why we all talk about it. But are you also going to help them to write it, or they have to come in with a complete business plan with marketing and cash flow?
Really, what we're looking for is a couple different things. One of them is the character of the person. It's not so important that they are a member or not. They have to qualify for membership, which is pretty much have to live or work in four counties, Winnebago, Calumet, Wapaka, And
Winnebago, Waupaca, Calumet, and I can't think of the fourth one.
Outagamie.
Outagamie.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about
the
that.
The biggest one.
The biggest one, yeah. But really, you know, we're looking at a couple different things. One of them is, what is the character of the person? What have they done in the past? How have they handled their finances in the past? The other one, which is probably just as important or even more so, is the capacity. The idea that they have, will it be able to support the loan that they're going to make? A lot of times people don't think about that, but they've got a good idea and they want to open up some kind of a store or something like that. And can it realistically support the loan that they're looking to
cash
be able
flow.
Cash flow,
yep.
The loan that they're trying to get from us. And then there's always collateral. We need some kind of collateral that's going to be able to support the loan in case things go bad. So do they have maybe equity in their home, or they have enough cash that they can put into the business to be able to support it? Those kinds of things.
Yeah, you're looking for people to put some skin in that game, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when it goes.
Does that help you win?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And just on our line, as you said, Tony, before, simple steps to start a business, and it's right on. So I really like to see, that's why, Pat, to talk to the listeners. So some people think, oh, we got to get a loan. So easy. So it's not as easy that people think. Okay,
hey,
thank you very much, and have a very...
Maung, one more thing before you go. You're going to be the guest speaker next week, so people will get a chance to meet you personally that day.
Yeah, after that, they may run away from me.
All right,
thanks
I'll tell
a
you
lot
what.
For the call,
does that mean I don't have to send out a book to you?
Give it to another person.
Thank you, Wynn.
Okay.
Well, Pat, that was a good question, and the business plan is the important. That's the focus.
Yeah, because people might have thought, hey, is it just members that are getting business loans? And that's good that he brought that out.
In a credit union, you do have to be a member.
Member once you do that loan, right?
To join, and it's very simple to do. You have to qualify, which means, in our case, you have to live with or work in a certain geographical area.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that's important to remember, too, is as a consumer, you walk into a credit union and say, I want to get a car loan. And it's a pretty simple process. And what we do is we pull a credit bureau. And if you've been a member with us for a long time, it's even easier. But the credit bureau says, you know, here's what your number is, which generally is a measure of how you've handled your finances when you make the loan.
Sure.
With
a
business loan, you got to go through a lot more analysis with it. It takes a little bit more time.
Right.
And, it's really looking at the overall picture and do you understand what your financial picture is. Many times people, and this isn't a knock against anyone, but many times people looking for a car loan aren't as aware of their financial situation, but they're saying, hey, I can make that payment, so I want the car. And we look at it and we say, yeah, we can make that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
in a business situation, we're sitting down more and cranking numbers and doing the analysis of saying, do you really understand the numbers or not?
Right, right.
Pat, one of the other things, too, in a business plan is so many times, Jim, we see this in the SCORE chapters, is people say, I want to get a loan. And we will advise, well, you need a business plan to get a loan. So a lot of business owners will go out and they'll spend a lot of time, maybe some money, on building a business plan to get the loan. But really, the business plan isn't so much to get the loan.
Right.
And that's not its sole purpose.
Right.
The primary purpose is to help, as Pat said, the business owner understand what's going on in their business. Once they understand that, they go and share it with the lender. They still need to maintain that business plan going forward because that's the plan to repay the loan.
It is.
Sometimes the motives for writing that business plan are not always just to get money, you know. Let's use it as a roadmap in our business too.
And I would actually encourage every business owner to actually put a bit. You know, we call it a budget. Yeah. I'm working on a budget right now for the credit union for next year for 2012. And so we spend this time a year looking forward and saying, okay, what are we going to need for capital improvements? What are we going to need for money? Where is the money going to come from if we don't have the money? What are we going to do about this? And so every year we do that, so we have an understanding of what the following year is going to look like.
Sure.
So I think it's a good idea that people do this on an annual basis, put a budget together, whether they're looking for money or not, because when they need to go for money, it's going to be much easier to get that business plan put together because it's almost going to be a natural for them then.
Yeah, exactly. We got Steve on the line. Steve, you with us?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, I had a question about, like, you know, the housing market and like it is. If someone has like a rental property, would that be considered business or a business?
Yes, it is. Anything that you would be classified as an investment property, and that would be an investment property. You're not living in the property.
It's not owner occupied.
Not owner occupied. Would be considered a business.
But you'd be like taking care of the other, you know, properties, right?
Yeah. And, you know, in that kind of situation, have you got enough, depending on how big the rental property is, do you have enough, are you collecting enough rent to be able to pay the taxes, pay the loan, pay the insurance, pay for some maintenance that you're going to have to do periodically, those kinds of things. So
cash flow on that,
cash
on
flow
that,
on that not, whole right. property. Right. And what we and every other lender is looking for is can that property support, can that loan support itself on its own cash flow? So in other words, you know, assuming you've got a good job and things like that, and if something goes wrong and you've got to kick in some extra money in order to make some maintenance repairs and things like that, that will happen occasionally. But are you getting enough monthly cash flow or yearly cash flow that will be able to support the unexpecteds that happen occasionally?
Okay.
Yeah, a little slush fund out there.
There'd be certain like write-offs and stuff for, you know, being in a business, I would think, or certain perks, I guess, or something like that.
Well, there might be. I'm not really sure about that. You'd have to talk to your tax people on that. But mostly what we're looking for is cash flow. Do you have enough cash coming in off the property itself to support the things like I mentioned
earlier?
Yeah,
like a hardship in different areas, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have a tenant leave and you don't have any rent coming in for a month, can you sustain?
Yeah, the mortgage and all that. Yeah.
Steve, one of the guidelines is to help out a little bit is if your debt payments are $10,000 a year on that investment property, you should have cash available after expenditures, like taxes and insurance and so on, and maintenance. You should have about $12,000 of cash for debt, so you have a 1.2. Debt service coverage ratio. That's just a guideline, but it's a pretty basic guideline.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Steve. We appreciate it. Okay, we are coming up on a break here. It's our last break here on Biz Talk. We're talking business this morning. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at 1150 WHBY. Okay, we are coming back, and we are coming down the stretch on BizTalk this morning, and we got a caller on the line before we get too far along. Carl, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. I got a question. I start in a business, you know, building it. Economy is a little tough on people.
No, come on.
It's tough all over, but, you know, things are coming along, but if I'm not getting a paycheck or take a loss, is there a certain amount of years that, you know, if I take a loss or no check, that, you know, I'm no longer a business, technical terms?
Good question, yeah.
Well, I think, Carl, in the accounting terms, if you look at a balance sheet and you own $1,000 worth of assets and you owe $1,100 in total liabilities, you are no longer a solvent corporation.
Okay.
But you're still a corporation. There are companies who have operated with a negative net worth for many years, depending on the type of business they're in, due to depreciated
airlines,
value, depreciated value of assets. So I think as long as you have cash flow and you're still breathing, even though you have a negative net worth, you could still be a corporation. You could have losses and continue to put money into the company yourself.
Correct.
And keep the company going. So you can still be a corporation.
Okay.
Patrick, do you want to add to that?
No, I think you handled it very well.
Okay. Pat's also a CPA, so he's in a very unique position of being the president of a financial institution and
he
a
knows
CPA.
What the numbers mean.
Yeah, he can read the numbers. Does that answer your question, Carl?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Carl. Thanks
Carl,
for the call.
Okay, we are coming down. We got a
biz tip.
We don't want to let Pat out of the studio.
No,
so
this
we
is
get one of
now this is the one we mentioned at the beginning of the show. This is going to be worth waiting for. So those of you who waited, thank you for holding on, Mr. Lowney. Drum roll, please.
My biz tip is something I heard when I was in college. We had a business person come to one of the classes I was in and talk to us about, you know, business. And the comment that he made, which is I found to be so true in my life, is when you get out of college, go out and borrow some money and then pay it back. And once you show people you know how to pay money back – you'll have people standing in line to borrow you money in the future. And I fall into my business and career, that's exactly right. You know, the people, sometimes even they might be a little thin on collateral or whatever, but it's the character thing that if you show up, pay money back, everybody's going to be willing to borrow you money.
And, of course, behind that, Pat, is the notion that someone did a business plan, they were able to borrow the money,
right?
They paid
right.
it back, they demonstrated good character, mm-hmm. good capacity, there was no need to liquidate collateral. So the next person who wants to lend you the money is going to be more inclined to do so.
Exactly.
So nice business tip.
Thank
That's
you.
A good one. That's right out of the Irish end of the rainbow pot of gold there.
Pay it back or Pat's coming after you.
Well, it won't be me, also someone else, but we're coming.
Real quickly, Jim, our next guest next week is going to be Visionary Metals. Two young fellas and their wives who own a little machine shop. Not so little, it's growing. Mm-hmm. And they have a great story to tell. And we're looking forward to that show.
That's what this show is all about. Yeah. Behind yeah. every great business, there's a story to tell.
This is a good one. Yeah. And it's a good segue into what we were talking about today about going to get a loan from a financial institution. So, if you're listening, please tune in next week for Visionary Metal. I'd also like to say once again, it's been a great run working with you on the BizTalk program, Jim.
Well, thank you.
Yep. Wish you the very best in your new endeavor over in Plymouth. And you're not going to be a stranger here, I hope.
No, of course not. No. In fact, you and I are going to do a little cross-promotion here with radio shows. So it's still there.
Send me your business plan, and we'll take a look at it.
I want to thank Pat Lowney. I've enjoyed this interview this morning. It's been very good.
It's been my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, good spokesman here for the Lakeview Credit Union.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for being our guest, Pat.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for the show. We wish you all a very
good week. Oh, we got to mention Bob Somm. He kept us honest this morning.
He
kept us on the air. Okay. Goodbye, and thank you so much. And it's been a great one. I've enjoyed it. Thank you. Have a great week.